Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Wherever you're listening from today, welcome to another refreshing episode of the Winning Everyday Podcast. I'm so glad you tuned in, and I believe with all my heart that this message is going to bless you, inspire you, and help you walk in the peace of God. No matter what life throws at you, this is your moment. So take a deep breath, settle your heart, and let God speak peace into your soul today. Today's topic is the peace that surpasses understanding. Calm your anxious heart. And our Bible text is from Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 to 7, which says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Let me start today's message with a story, right from the pages of Scripture. Do you remember the story of Hannah in 1 Samuel chapter 1? Hannah was a woman deeply troubled. She longed for a child, but for years, her prayers seemed unanswered. Her heart was heavy with anxiety. She faced pressure from her family, mockery from her rival, and the sting of unfulfilled dreams. But here's what changed everything. She took her pain to God. The Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 10, "In bitterness of soul, Hannah wept much and prayed to the Lord. And by the end of her prayer, even before her miracle came, something beautiful happened." Verse 18 says, "Her face was no longer downcast." Why? Because in the place of anxiety, she received peace. Not peace because everything had changed, but peace because she had given it all to God. Let me ask you, what's been keeping you up at night? What worry has quietly taken over your thoughts? Is it your job, your health, finances, relationships, the future? Friend, an anxious heart is a noisy heart. It drowns out hope. It whispers worst-case scenarios. It magnifies your problems and minimizes your faith. But there is a peace that surpasses understanding, and it's not found in the absence of trouble. It's found in the presence of God. Jesus said in John 14 verse 27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." The world's peace is temporary. God's peace is eternal. You see, when you pray, when you pause and invite God into your anxious moments, you're not just talking into the air. You are speaking to the Prince of Peace. So let me ask you again, have you been trying to carry it all by yourself? Here's your reminder today. You don't have to. Jesus says in Matthew 11 verse 28, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Let him give you rest. Are you willing to release control and trust that God's plan is better than your panic? Because when you surrender, his peace becomes your shield. The same God who calmed the storm with a single word can calm your heart with his presence. Take a moment right now. Ask yourself, what am I holding on to that I need to surrender to God today? Maybe it's fear of the future, a toxic situation, or a burden you've silently carried for too long. Whatever it is, God is big enough to carry it, and his peace is powerful enough to carry you. Here's what I want you to do today. Whenever anxiety rises, replace it with prayer. Pause, breathe, and whisper a prayer. Even if it's just, "Lord, I trust you," then speak the truth of Philippians 4 verse 7 over yourself. Let that verse be your anchor. You can even write it down, keep it on your phone, or stick it on your mirror. Let it remind you that peace is not a feeling. It's a promise. Now say this out loud with me. "Today I choose peace over panic. I cast my cares on the Lord, for he cares for me. My heart is guarded by God's peace. I will not be shaken because I know who holds my future. In Jesus' name." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for being our peace in the middle of life's storms. Today, I pray for every listener. Calm every anxious heart, lift every heavy burden, and remind them that you are in control. Let your peace guard their hearts and minds, and let them walk today in confidence, knowing that you go before them. Thank you for victory, for rest, and for your unfailing love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If this message has blessed you today, share it with someone who needs peace too. Let's spread hope, one heart at a time. And don't forget, you are not alone. You are loved, you are held, and you are winning every day with Jesus by your side. Until next time, keep living, keep believing, and keep winning every day. You are blessed.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.